Any thoughts about the future of minimally invasive breast cancer surgery?
In terms of minimally invasive surgery, things like, for instance, you can treat patients with microwave ablation. I think it's kind of interesting. I think it might be useful for certain patients who've got very localized cancers, patients detected, for instance, through screening. But the reality is now that most of us are doing minimally invasive surgery. You know, you can take cancers out through remote incisions. We're taking out less tissue all the time. Most of us now are doing sort of like scars, which are cosmetically placed. All surgeons know about these lines around the breast called Langer's lines, but very few know about the skin crease tension lines, the dynamic lines of Kreisel. And when you learn about them, you realize that if you place any incision along those lines of maximum resting skin tension, that gives you the best scars. And nowadays, I think with well-placed scars, minimal tissue excision, you can do minimally invasive surgery for most patients with small breast cancers. We have a mammotome. We've taken out various bits of tissue with mammotome, but I'm not convinced that that's useful for breast cancers. In men, it's useful combined with liposuction for gynecomastia. So for the hard tissue underneath the nipple, you can get that away with mammotome, and then you can liposuck the surrounding tissue and get some very good cosmetic results without any scars.